Okay, so we had some technical issues, but I think I've got this going now. I talked about a hydrogen, which has one electron, and then helium, which has two electrons. And then if you were continuing the periodic table, the next one would be lithium, has three electrons. And the first approximation to the ground state wave function would be to put these three electrons in the lowest energy atomic orbitals. That would be 1s spin up, 1s spin down, and then the third electron has to go into the 2s. And there are two possibilities. These two electrons in the 1s, and then there's an electron 2s spin up, and 2s spin down. And to see which one of these two has a lower energy, you would have to calculate the expectation value of the energy. So you have to do this calculation. The energy is psi h psi like this. It's okay. In the Hamiltonian that I've been using, the Hamiltonian for lithium in this case will now be minus h bar squared over 2m. We have the kinetic energy terms. There's the kinetic energy term for the first electron. There's the kinetic energy term for the second electron, so that gets a 2 on it. This is electron 3. And then there are three Coulomb terms, the attractive Coulomb interaction between the electron and the plus 3 nucleus. And so there's three of those. And then there are the repulsive electron-electron terms. So I think it would be 3 minus 2 over 2. It would be three electron-electron terms. There's three pairs. So then you would get the repulsive terms. And in this Hamiltonian, these two states would have the same energy. There are some little terms that I'm always ignoring. You've heard of in this course on atoms, hyperfine energy, spin orbit coupling. The electron has a spin, so it has a magnetic moment. And it sees the magnetic field that's generated by the magnetic moment of the nucleus. So there would be an energy associated with that. There's also, if the electrons have an orbital angular momentum, if they're turning around, the electrons can generate a magnetic field, and that interacts with the spins of the other electrons. This is spin-orbit coupling. These energies are typically small, and we won't worry about them. So it's hard enough to solve the problem with just the Coulomb interactions that we're not even going to consider spin-orbit coupling or hyperfine splitting. But in a situation like this, where the Coulomb interactions don't tell you which one has the lowest energy, then you have to go on and include those. So for instance, there is in atomic physics, there are these Hund's rules, and they tell you how to put the electrons in, how to fill the states. And these rules are derived from also including the magnetic properties.
The first one is the right one because of the Hund's rules.
Okay, yes, from these rules if you remember them. Yeah. But how the rules were derived was to solve the Schrodinger equation. You put them both in and you one of them has a lower energy than the other one because of these magnetic interactions, right? Okay, so this is lithium, and then we can go on. The next